If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Zone Media.
So the following series is called Lessons from the Big Three. I will, if you don't already know, explain who these people are and why I feel like they have something to teach us about politics. I'm not going to go into it in this intro, but I do want to say that, because you're going to hear about all of it through this whole thing if you don't know who it is. This moment in culture, you know, if I were a conspiracy theory build, would be one that would make me to believe that you're trying to make us not pay attention to our elections. But I ain't that conspiracy theory pilled. But also, even our discussions of pop culture and things that we just find funny actually have a level of sophistication that we are going to draw out in this series. So part one is just going to be an overall of some big picture stuff. Like when you, every once in a while, when you have to zoom up 10,000 feet and be like, yo, what are we doing here? Part two has to do with our particular election and strategies that have to do with running for office. And then part three, oh, we got to go back to Israel and talk about he wasn't outside. Now, I recorded this as it was happening, and which means that some of this stuff will be old news. Part three is about Iran seemingly jumping into this Israeli war, and then Iran saying, don't clap back. And then they actually clapped back. So it's the, which as today, which is 4/19, you probably won't hear this, that episode until May, but just know that it was recorded in time. And as you know, I'm so mature this year and so far ahead of y'all that I have to come back and record these intros. So, Lessons from the Big Three, part one. This is future me, not as in Metro Bloomin' and Future. I don't need to be corny like that. You get it. All right. Oh, man. What'd I tell you about them Cole fans? You can't argue with J. Cole fans. There's no... Oh, man. Big three. Yeah. There are some lessons that we can learn in this. Politics, y'all. All right. I was going to sit here and talk about the abortion issues happening in Arizona, and then ultimately what that means for the country and the state of mind our country is in, which is not one that's not hard for any of us to understand. But when you're so far into the weeds, it's really difficult to like peek your head out and get some perspective. And that's what I want to do right now. Like, I'm going to use the big three, which was such a great diversion in some ways from the slow drift to oblivion that we're experiencing in our politics. And then it turned around and reminded me of the slow drift of oblivion into our politics. Sometimes the way my brain works can get a little annoying, but it's also why you listen to this podcast, because how my brain works. We don't have many heroes as black men who choose to make the right decisions. Oftentimes it's because our heroes were assassinated or because they turn out to be Diddy. I'm saying this because I'm giggling at it because you have to understand, again, black people don't take much serious. And part of why we don't take a lot serious is it's really just trauma. You know, it's pain, you know, it's hurtful. The thing is, like, I want to believe the best in Diddy. Like, I want to believe that he's just a freak. Like, that it's like that none of this was actually, he wasn't really like trafficking girls, that they were all consensual. He's just got kinks. That's what I want to believe, you know, and it's just probably not the case. So the best thing we could do is just make memes, especially of this man flying away, looking like George Bush flying over Katrina, like why his son's being arrested. And then he back in the hood at Top Golf to try to show y'all, like, nigga, I ain't scared. Come get me. You know where I'm at. I'm in the hood right now. Like, that's some real street shit. I'm in the hood right now. And then in the midst of that, we get a patriotic Beyonce album, which was also a great breath of fresh air. From what I understand, they was passing out American flags at the listening party. And if you my boy Merce, you know, he's like, this is a distraction. Like, you trying to get black people uninvolved with politics. You trying to turn, why Beyonce all of a sudden doing country music? You trying to distract us from the struggle. I'm sorry, Merce. I didn't mean to do the voice like that, because I mean, it's possible, nigga. Like, you might be on to something. I just don't think all these people, I just don't think they that organized, that whoever they are coordinated enough to do that. But yeah, you right. Like, if the feds raid your house, and nigga, you at Top Golf, then it's something else happening. You know what I'm saying? And if you could weaponize Beyonce, you know, if you could get her on your side, like, nigga, don't nobody care. Lil Pump, you know what I'm saying? You know, was wearing a MAGA hat. Don't nobody care about that. But if you got Beyonce wearing one, nigga, like, oh, that's not saying she would, but for her to be all patriotic on this mug, and maybe not patriotic, she like country music, black music, I don't care what you say, which is true, you know, but obviously I don't want to smoke with the Bayhive. I have nothing negative to say. I'm just saying that this was a good break from all we've been going through and all we've been witnessing. You know, poor citizens of Palestine experiencing Easter and Ramadan, and like in rubble. Like, there's no how, like, this is unlike, it's one thing to be there, like, obviously, you know, and it's one thing for us to like just know that as a nation, like, damn, we, nigga, who are we? Like, You know, and it's called, again, it's spilled into our politics in the sense that, like, this is why a lot of people are, you know, voting uncommitted, right? As a way to say, like, nigga, don't just, you can't just keep being cool with all this stuff. And Biden talking about, he big mad. I'm big mad. I'm mad at you now, you know. But going over to the back, get you whatever guns you want. But I'm mad. You better stop using them guns that I'm paying for and giving you. So it's like, niggas needed a break. And one of the great breaks we got. Oh, man, this was so wonderful. First of all, before I get into this, I got to tell you how I came to it. I woke up in the morning and, again, my nigga Merce, that's my boy. You should listen to his podcast, The Best Rapper in L.A. It's like, it's really a love letter to L.A. Merce goes, man, I was listening to this verse, but it was Kendrick verse. And I was like, damn, why cuz dissing a... Why he dissing Ice Cube? Why is he dissing the Big Three, man? He's doing an amazing thing in basketball. And then he was like, you know how I know I'm over 40? Like, this is how I know I'm washed, because I really thought he was talking about Ice Cube. And I'm giggling, ha, 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 ha. But I also ain't get it either. I had to scroll through the comments to realize what was going on. So let me catch y'all up. And then we're going to talk about what this has to do with abortion politics and where we are as a nation. All right.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Again, you have to understand that, like, I truly believe that, like, the discourse, even in pop culture, within the Black and brown community, is almost predictive. We are so equipped to understand politics. That's a very, obviously, it's the cornerstone of the show. So there's a sophistication in this conversation that we about to discuss that I know most people wouldn't think about because it's just so fun. And I'm going to get down to the fact that it's just fun because it's even fun for me. Like, this is, I mean, this is what I come from. I love all this. But anyway, there's a sophistication here. So it's not a stretch. It may feel, maybe I'm saying this to myself, it might feel like a stretch, but it's now. Among, at least for the last decade, the leaders of the pack in like hip hop, like rapping ass niggas. Obviously Drake's one of the biggest artists on earth. And then there's Kendrick Lamar, Stratosphere, right? And then there's J. Cole. Now, obviously this is Big Sean erasure, which is really not fair because the nigga's amazing. If we were talking basketball, if we're talking Jordan, Kobe, or LeBron, that is obviously Steph Curry erasure. Does that, you following me? Kendrick, Drake, Cole, as if Big Sean don't exist. Now, if we're doing sheer numbers, Cole's not in the conversation. If we're doing sheer numbers, if we're just talking numbers, it's Drake and Kendrick. And even with that, it's like, Drake's a pop artist. Like, let's not, like, he's a rapper. Don't get me wrong. A boy can rap, but he's a pop artist, right? It's Michael Jackson and Prince, right? Like, so I've said this even in my book, like, that I'm like, that I went the Prince route. Like, I've said this all the time. Like, you could be Michael Jackson, you could be Prince. You could be Kendrick or you could be Drake. It's the same principle. Like, Drake's essentially a pop artist, but, like, It's not like he can't rap his ass off. He just makes catchy pop music. Kendrick's a different animal. That's the Compton Kid. You know what I'm saying? He makes what he makes, and it's just so deep and powerful and good and resonant that like it just creeps to the top. So Kendrick in a lot of ways is cut from a cloth that I'm cut from. He's of a different era. He's a disruptor. He's competitive. But he's very quiet. He don't be on Instagram. He pops out for his shows and then he goes home. He ain't got no big old entourage. He a street nigga, but he real quiet, complete introvert. He's not flashy. Of course, he's not without scandal. He's not without his thing, but it's just, he don't be on the internet like that. He's a creative. You don't see him in no paparazzis. Like, that's just not his life. He don't do that, right? But he's never backed down from a battle. So whether we're talking about his control verse, where he did basically 52 bars and dissed everyone. Big Sean, J. Electronica, like everyone. Calls himself the king of New York. Like, I don't care. Like, this is competition, nigga. Like, get your bars up. I'm trying to raise the bar. I just want everybody to get dope. Like, come on, fool. He's the homie that's like, you know, this nigga right now, like that's the running joke. This nigga right now is doing like, you know, cholo prison burpees at the park right now. He different. You feel me? He come from that. And then Drake has been like sort of like subliminally jabbing at Kendrick for years. Kendrick don't care. Kendrick names name. So his BET Cypher verse was clearly about Drake. So with this, I'm taking y'all back a while, right? During this time, I mean, this is when both Kendrick and J. Cole had short hair. When they still had fades, they were talking about at some point doing a mixtape together. Like, they have been friends this whole time, right? At least that's what it seems like, because in a lot of ways, Cole was on the same trajectory as Kendrick. This is more thinking man's music, you know, we're from the streets, but it's like, we're trying to put good in the world. As an aside to Cole, very much, he's a lot like Odyssey. I would like y'all to Google, take your time to go look up Odyssey and his music and his whole persona around like riding bikes everywhere and his production. Cole is clearly influenced by Odyssey, which is a great person to be influenced by. I'm a huge Odyssey fan. Anyway. So it was understood that they were, you know, friends. And I think us as fans wanted to picture these two guys that were like totally not like everybody else on the radio, you know, doing the things that they were doing as like, oh, this is dope. Like, this is like the new gen at the time is like, this is a new era. And then there's Drake, who's just a international pretty boy star, right? So eventually, the fandoms develop 10 years later, and we've got our teams. We've got our arguments. This is now we're in the barbershop. We're arguing about who's the best. There is obviously a discussion around who are, there's always going to be like a top five. And essentially Cole was always kind of like third place when it came to this, you know, like he's, but either way, these are the big three. Now, Cole acknowledges it on a song with Drake, right? And the song's called First Person Shooter. Okay. Cole acknowledges that, like, okay, Kendrick, Drake, and Cole are essentially like the big three, like the league that Ice Cube made, which was my confusion. And this was a song that they put out. And remember, as far as we know, Drake and Kendrick don't really get along. They just fundamentally see the world differently. I'm trying to catch y'all up to what happened the past few weeks. Kendrick puts out a verse. He puts out a song. Well, it's actually not even his song. It's a song with Metro Boomin and Future. And they're just featuring Kendrick. And the song's called Like That. And it's sampled Rodney O's Everlasting Bass. So that's a Compton sample. And it's a regular, like, it's a Future song, you know? And, like, remember, Future got a whole tape with Drake. There's so much we don't know happening. And then Kendrick comes on. And this nigga was like, I chose violence. He just starts ripping Drake to shreds. And in that, there's these jabs at Cole. And the final jab is because Cole is the one that said, we're the big three. Kendrick goes, motherfuck the big three. Bitch, I'm the big me. Ain't no big three, nigga. It's me. You have to remember again, Kendrick has a history of being like, nigga, this is hip hop. Like, nah, fam. Nigga, you not as good as me. Cause like, stop talking about big three. No, we not equals. Me and you are not the same, homeboy. This nigga Drake talking about he walking around with the stick. Nigga, you not three stacks. Basically, like your stick is like a flute. Cause that's y'all these sightings of Andre 3000 walking around New York and he's got a flute. And then he put out the flute album. So he's like, you don't walk around with the stick. You're not three stacks. So he's like, even if you were walking around, nigga, it's a flute. You're not a street nigga. Like, you not hard. You not tough. Stop rapping like you tough. And Cole, nigga, we are not the same. So go ahead. The song's called Like That, right? Internet blows up because, listen, we haven't had a real rap beef in a while. Now, you might be traumatized from the Biggie and Tupac era where niggas died over a rap beef. Now, that hasn't happened at that scale since then. There's been rappers that have died over beef, but a lot of that shit had more to do with the streets than anything, right? But rap beefs have been glorious. They have been things in the history of hip hop that have pumped life into the culture. It has helped everybody sell more records and it gets us talking, right? There was the famous Nas and Jay-Z beef with the Ether and the beef went for a while. And then obviously they squashed it, right? Then there was other beefs that y'all remember that y'all remember with, you know, Drake and Meek Mill. There was Drake and Pusha T. And even with Cole, it was Cole and No Name. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't apologized to her. But let me fast forward. Let me wait. So there was Nicki and what's the old girl's name? Megan. You know what I'm saying? Like, rap beef is, Cardi and, it was Cardi and Nicki for a while. Like, rap beef is a thing. Sometimes it's personal. Sometimes it's all made up. Sometimes it's WWE. But sometimes it's like, nigga, we really don't like each other. But the point is, you take it to the studio. And it's like song for song, bar for bar. Let's go. Let's do it. I mean, you look at like the King of the Dot and the URLs, like there are like rap battle leagues to where it's like, we're friends. It's just, I'm gonna murder you on this song because that's how we do. Nigga, get your bars up. You feel me? So this is while Cole is in album mode. Now, here's the thing. The running thing between Kendrick and Drake is that Drake, as far as we're concerned, Drake really only punches down towards a direction that he thinks is actually like, he don't want it with the Compton kid. He never goes, it's always kind of like sly, kind of maybe things. He don't want it with the Compton. He'll take it with anybody. He took it to Pusha T. You know, he took it to Meek Mill, but he not going to take it. And Kendrick's the one that's like, nigga, I'm here. Let's go. Nigga, run it. But he won't do it. So, and the verse is mostly about Drake. And Drake knows. Okay, I'm going to get into the, there's, I have a theory about Drake's corniness. Because, guys, like, he's objectively corny. Like, he's objectively successful. Don't get me wrong. We all understand he is a megastar. Like, listen, I'm saying this recording on my one studio mic in Boyle Heights, nigga. I don't have mansions in multiple countries. Okay, so like, don't listen to me, nigga. But some of this shit is corny. So, but anyway, what should have happened if this is hip hop is Drake should have had his going back to back ready. You know what I'm saying? Notice Six God is watching. He should have. Where your verse at? And as of today, the fact that he still hasn't responded while Cole has responded and retracted the response is the most Drake thing ever. That's what the homie DJ Head said. And I was like, nigga, yes. Cole said his phone was blowing up that like this nigga dissed him, like supposed to be a homie. And here's what's funny. This is why I say you can't argue with J. Cole fans, because J. Cole fans was like, what? No, like they're friends. Like, no. No, he didn't mean it. Like, no, they're friends. Because I feel like we all know no one wants it with the Compton kid. But if he throws some shots like that, you have to respond. You have to respond. This is hip hop. Cole was in album mode. He was about to drop his album, Might Delete Later. And look, and the album got Ab Soul on it and Daylight. These are two, like, West Coast, like, legends. Ab Soul is part of Top Dog. Like, that's TDE. Like, this is crew. That's Black Hippie. Like, they're crew. And for the most part, Cole snapped on the record. So then he puts a song on this record called 7-Minute Drill. And it was the response to Kendrick. And apparently, the term 7-Minute Drill is, it's from, like, it's like a basketball thing to where it's like, okay, here's the topic. You got 7 minutes. Write it. Right. So that's why he calls it 7-Minute Drill. So it's like, I have to respond. So he writes the rap and y'all, it was mid. But again, as you know, you can't argue with J. Cole fans. They was like, it was trending on Twitter. All right, X. It was Cole 1, Kendrick 0. Cole up 1-0. It's like, first of all, that's impossible because Cole wasn't first. Anyway, you can't argue with J. Cole fans. And even the disses he was saying, like nobody agreed. He was like, your first record was classic. Second record was tragic. And it, like, it put people to sleep. He's talking about To Pimp a Butterfly. And like, everybody's like, no, that's wrong. That album was amazing. It was a jazz influenced trap hip hop album. That's the one that's got, We Gonna Be All Right. Nigga, We Gonna Be All Right. That's on that record. Like, what are you talking about? That's got King Kunta, you know? Bitch, where you when I was walking? Now I run a gang, got the whole world talking King Kunta. Like, that's got I Love Myself. Like, that record didn't. What are you talking about? The record was amazing. That's false. And then he was like, yo, this is just a warning shot. Like, dude, you don't want it with me. I got shooters in the streets, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, I personally, now I'm putting my own opinion, as I'm moving away from the narrative, it's my own opinion. I expected more from Cole, to be honest with you. He was in a very precarious position because, again, you don't want it with the Compton kid. But secondly, you really have to come with it, but you have to come with it at a particular angle because you're not going to go bar for bar with Kendrick. I think it's the thing that nobody wants to say. It's that you may like this dude more than the other one, but it's like Eminem. It's like you don't battle him. I know it's like it seems corny right now to say that about Eminem because he's like a meme, you know, pulling a ham sandwich out the damn cabinet. Like, it's funny now, but like in his era, like, sheesh. Anyway. And if Cole's like, I just caught a stray, bro. Like, that wasn't even about me. Like, why you come after me? But you can't, but it's hip hop. You gotta respond. He said, Boos is blowing up his phone. Like, you gotta do something. He's like, album probably done. It's the last song on the album. You gotta do it. And it was mid. And my opinion is, how do you approach this? Well, what you say, this is me as a rapper to rapper. This is prop being a rapper. If it were me, and I were Cole, okay? I'm not Cole. And if Kendrick were to diss me, I'd be like, wonderful. Now I'm a star, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, niggas don't. You, why? Never, y'all don't know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knows me. Like, if that would put me on the map. I'm just kidding. If you're Cole, what you, in my opinion, is you approach it more like, you, like, don't bring me into this. What is this? What is this thing between you and Drake? Like, nigga, y'all deal with that. Like, I ain't got shit to do with that. You talk about, you approach it in a Cole-like fashion and be like, nigga, go get some therapy. What is this insecurity that I complimented you and your response is like this? Like, what fear do you have? What inadequacy, what imposter syndrome is going on in your heart? Like, what's wrong with your heart in that you can't even take a compliment, my nigga? Like, nigga, you're so insecure. Why are you so insecure? Nigga, we're friends. Fuck's your problem? Like, that's, to me, if I were to write a diss and I was Cole, I would approach it like that. Like, nigga, what is your problem? What is not enough for you? Why is this not enough? Are you not happy? Are you not happy with your success? Nigga, go get therapy. Like, that's what I would say. That would be my response. And it would be a diss about his mental health. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't gonna go bar for bar, right? Like, do I scare you? Does me hitting my stride, does that scare you? Like, do I make you nervous? Because you don't need to take shots at me. And that beef you got is with him. You being real, like, that's real catty to be like, oh, if you're friends with him, you can't be friends with me. Like, nigga, come on. Like, this ain't, like, ain't you a grown-ass man with two kids? Like, nigga, I heard your last record where, nigga, you cheated on your wife, nigga. Like, and you had to go get therapy. Cuz, like, I, like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, I don't want. But instead, he tried to go, like, I got the shooters. And then he made some, like, transphobic responses. And it was, like, weird. So the song was out. And then in promotion of the album, a few days later, he was on Amazon Prime Live doing his concert. And then he apologizes for putting the song out. He was like, man, I regret it. It didn't sit right with me. Like, I was losing sleep. And he goes, it made me realize, like, how good I was sleeping over the past 10 years. He's like, man, this is the lamest shit I've ever done in my life. This shit is so corny. Like, I stepped out of my character. I walked away from my vision. Like, I'm not even like that. I think Kendrick's one of the greatest rappers of all time. So he's like, man, say whatever you want to say. Like, I leave with my chin. You know what I'm saying? Say whatever you got to say, nigga. Like, this shit is stupid. Like, I'm pulling it off the album. Like, I apologize, man. Like, I didn't sit right with me as a man. And it shocked the world because did you just apologize right now? Did you, what? Nigga, what? What? Here's where the metaphor comes in. Because the culture's torn. Because here's the reality. That is a stand-up thing to do. That's a real nigga move. This don't feel right for who I am, and I'm not gonna let you move me off my square. What are we even doing here? I don't even, not on top of all that, you wasn't even talking to me. You was really talking to Drake. I just let my friends get in my ear. That's actually, like, that's great. And, nigga, did you just pop? This is the lamest shit I've ever seen in my life. No, that's the lamest shit I ever seen. It's, what are you talking about? It's rap. What you need to apologize for is how mid the verse was. Nigga, like, it's the fact that you rushed it. Like, that's, so like, and it's like, this is what I think about. I think about, you're out at a bar with your lady, with your boo, like, I'm talking men stuff, man stuff, shit, like cisgendered masculinity, testosterone, traditional man shit. Like, forget all that I know about intersectionality and masculine and feminine. Forget all of it. I'm just talking traditional man shit. You're at the bar and some drunk dude is pushing up on your lady, okay? And being out of pocket and being disrespectful. The correct thing to do is, this nigga's drunk, check on your wife, check on your lady. Is she cool? Is she just annoyed? Then you just ask this man politely, like, hey, bro, like, you know, hey, we're on a date. Like, you know, can you kindly give us some space, man? Let me buy you another drink. You know what I'm saying? And like, and you de-escalate the situation. You know, you're not a punk. Like, I'm asking you kindly. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got to chill. And if it gets too wild, if he's like too belligerent, it's like, and your lady is like, yo, let's just go somewhere else. You're supposed to choose her. That's the right thing to do. Or, nigga, I'll slap the taste out your mouth. If you don't go sit your drunk ass down somewhere, or I fire on you. Because, no, bro, did you just, you were super disrespectful. I'm going to fire on you. I'm going to stand you up and then make you apologize to my lady. We fighting, right? Right? Wrong. But, right? Who are we? What are we doing right now? I saw a TikTok that was talking about how bell hooks ruined us. Like, that bell hooks, because never before I understood what toxic masculinity meant, before I understood about mental health, ain't no way in the world I'm apologizing in a battle. Number one, because I know it's just a battle. This is not personal. I know he doesn't really mean this. And if he does, then that's his problem. This is a sport, right? This is fun. Like boxing, fighting, like when we was kids, it's crazy. But like when we was kids, fighting was fun. So we're having fun. And at the end of it, I could pick you up and be like, yo, that was dope. That I respect. It's a compliment that you think enough of me to try to throw jabs at me. That means I'm worth your time. All right. Well, out of respect for you, I'm going to throw some jabs back. And I'm going to throw some haymakers. I'm going to give you my all. Or maybe we have an asinine view of ourselves and we shouldn't be like this. Maybe the things that we're saying about each other is petty and pitiful. I don't really think these things about you. So then why would I say that? I am very happy with who I am. I just want to write rap songs. Now, as a side note, it's like, well, Cole, all that tough talk is done now. Because like, I can't listen to you talk about how you got killers in the streets no more when you had a chance and you apologized for it. Like, so it's almost like the kayfabe has been ruined. You feel me? That being said, this is a question about like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, I stand in the same place that most of the culture's in. We are of two minds where part of us is like, actually, that's a pretty stand-up dude. That's actually like, that's pretty dope. Like he stood on his square. He didn't want to, you know, go against his own integrity. It's great. And the other part is like, nigga, this is the corniest shit I ever seen in my life. Like, did you just apologize? Nigga, just, what are you talking about? Spit bar, nigga, rap. Nigga, what? I guess the debate's over, nigga. Kendrick won. But again, you can't argue with J. Cole fans because J. Cole fans went from being like, this nigga was spitting bars. Kendrick don't want it. To like, oh, you see, put the kufi on. It became Hoteps. It's because Cole is healthy. He's well, you know, and like, nah, Kendrick got issues. And like, look, Cole did the right thing. So no matter what Cole do, he spit bars. Yeah. You're not mad at the bars? Oh, okay, no, you know, that's the right thing to do. I like that. That's the type of fandom you want. He got that Trump fandom where it's like, nigga can do no wrong. And the thing is, it's going to stick with him forever. Maybe. I don't know. But like, the point is, it's like, I'm torn because who are we? There's this reckoning happening, I think, among hip hop, period. Because if you telling me that Puffy had these gangster ass New York dudes, Philly niggas talking about how they got guns in the streets and how they run it. You had them in your house having sex with other men and these men are supposed to be straight and you have them for their careers. When I hear Meek Mill say, man, I hope the streets forgive me for what I did with Diddy. Like, I'm like, whoa, is that really? Is that what you were saying? What is this? Are y'all just act like, is this not real? Is none of this real? And we're like, is West Coast, at least on the West Coast. So we're like, are we the only real? Because we know Nipsey. We knew him. We know Mozzie. We know Kate. Like, we know Schoolboy. This nigga is Hoover. Like, he been out. We know these niggas. So, like, we know YG. Like, so their stories are true because they've been corroborated. You telling me y'all was at Puffy's party and there's cameras? And now Cole out here, like, your life not in danger. He just basically said, like Kendrick just said that he's a better rapper than you. And you couldn't respond with, no, you're not, I'm better. Like you couldn't, or are we moving to a place as a culture to where it's like, no, mental health is really important. Maybe this nigga is starting. Who knows? We don't know. The question is, what are we even doing? What's happening right now? Now, That is the question that's interesting about our politics. Let's talk about it next.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That was a long way around, right? But the question is, and what really reminded me of all this is the Arizona abortion law and Trump's response to that. And really, statistically speaking, where 75, like the vast majority of Americans actually sit. It's like, what are we doing? You know, why is this, what's happening right now? We got an election coming up that's. I'm not going to be all extra and be like the most important election of our lives. I'm not going to be extra like that, because the truth is anything can happen. I'm reading a book about actual nuclear war where they play out this. It's actually a super interesting book. It's called Nuclear War, A Scenario. It's written by Annie Jacobson, where she runs a scenario of like, if let's just say North Korea just out the blue decides to shoot a nuke at us, we essentially have like 24 minutes to figure out what we're going to do. And really that could happen at any moment, at any time, at all times. We could get, so there's like, anything could happen. Coast of California could blow up in the next second. Like, is this the most important election? Any election could be the most important election. But what are we talking about? So in Arizona, once Roe v. Wade was overturned, okay, that meant that rules about abortion get kicked down to the states, right? So the states get to choose what they do. And that's all the drama that we've been experiencing over the last couple years and all the midterm elections, and how a lot of states, Republicans lost their seats. It was in a lot of ways over this. But in Arizona, when this happened, there was the state Supreme Court was like, all right, you could do it up to 15 weeks. And that's based on one of their lower courts, like interpretation of the law. Basically, you don't have a federal constitutional right to an abortion, but it doesn't mean you can't get one. And we're saying, according to our laws, anything past 15 weeks is off limits. Now, when you go into the Arizona archives, there was a law like from the Civil War era. You heard me right. A law from the Civil War era that is I mean, is older than Arizona itself. Like, this was a law before Arizona was a state. This law was put in place. It says that all abortions are off limits except for when the mother's life is threatened. So there was an anti-abortion doctor out there that was like asking for clarity. That's basically like, yo, is this still law? Because if this is still law, then you can't have the other one that just happened. This means that this the oldest abortion law in all the country. No exceptions for rape or incest. And if you perform an abortion, you go into 2 to 5 years in the prison. That's the law. Now, they did a few weeks stay on this before it goes into full effects. They like, okay, this is what we saying. You're right. That law supersedes the other one. But hold on a second before y'all start getting active. So this is where we are. Now, the top of the Republican ticket, the head honcho, the top guy is Trump, as we know, right? So if anything, you would think you'd be like, yo, score one for the squad. You feel me? And then Trump put out his official statement. What they wanted him to say is he's anti-abortion, but that's not what he said. He said, I was never for a federal abortion ban. I think this should be up to the states. I mean, and the way that he was saying is, you listen to me. He said, it's just not a winning topic. The people don't want that. And 100, he's saying the quiet thing out loud. That's crazy because, first off, he's right. The Supreme Court justices that he put on the Supreme Court is what scored. That was the long game. Remember, we talked about this with Moneymaker Mitch, with Lord Vader over there. You know what I'm saying? The move the whole time. I mean, that was the game the whole time was ending Roe v. That was the play. The whole time the play was ending Roe v. Wade. That was the play the whole time. Why these people plugged their nose and put this man in office was to get to this point, was to get a ban on abortion. Roe v. Wade got overturned, which basically means it isn't a ban on abortion. It's saying you don't have a federal right to one. It's different. According to them, we not crossed the finish line. And now, your man who you made this agreement with, who done broke your party, you feel me, is on the top of it. And he like, I mean, I wasn't ever really for that. Basically, he was like, I was here for the check. Y'all needed me to do this. I do, but like, it should be up to the states. Besides, we shouldn't really be talking about this anyway. People don't really want it. And if you Arizona, you like, this motherfucker, fool, we was down to lie for you last election. So, okay, but I mean, thank you, right? I mean, that's what we think too. But like, bro, like, we just trying to do our part. We putting in work. What this has to do with the big three is, who are we? Like, what are we doing? Like, we're so far into the weeds that like, bro, this tit for tat was so important to you that you was willing to pull a law out of the Western territories, nigga, out of the Civil War. Like, the point of the thing is so important to you, right? The point of it. That is what we call being lost in the sauce. Y'all lost in the sauce. Like, you, if it's like that. Now, on the left, the kids won't let us get lost in the sauce. They won't let us just be worried about no wording. They about that action. They like, no, stick to the point. Your run-of-the-mill centrist Democrat is just saying you just want to hear the word ceasefire, okay? That means you're not listening to the kids, bro, because the kids get the point. Like, right? Are y'all seeing the college protests? They clear. They like, look, whatever coming out your mouth is one thing. What we saying is divest. Stop spending our money. This is the point. Stop spending our money on this. I don't want my college tuition to go to this. Nigga, y'all can't shut us up. Like, schools is blow wide because they get the point. The kids get the point, bro. You talking about, I just want you to say the word ceasefire. I don't care. I don't care if you say it. Do it. That's the point. Do the thing. I don't care what speech you make. I don't care about your grandstanding. I don't care about you, you know, getting clout on the TV. You can't tell BB what to do. I get it. Stop selling them weapons. Stop spending my money on a genocide. Nigga, that's the point. But if y'all just want people to say ceasefire, you tripping. Just say ceasefire? Like, no, I don't care if you say it. Do the thing. If the American position was, when you're ready to be reasonable, when you're ready to actually treat these other people like humans, then we'll talk. I will, what I really want is for you to just, like, y'all need to break up completely, because, like, I don't understand why you keep supporting this. Like, you shouldn't be a part of this at all. But I will live with, as, because I understand geopolitics, I live with y'all being like, okay, start being reasonable. That's your boy. I get it. When you become reasonable, we'll talk again. But until then, nigga, like, I don't got shit to do with this. That blood is on your hand. Those, none of that are the words ceasefire, because I understand the point. What are we doing? Are we arguing, like, what am I fighting? What are we doing? Like, you're telling me that this issue of abortion is so important to you that despite all clear medical understanding since the 1800s, all that we know about the reproductives, all that we know about the human body, all that we understand, all of the ways that shit can go sideways, of all the ways that shit could go sideways, you're telling me the only exception, right, is if the mother's life is in danger. And then to top it all off, you got to define what endanger means. If I were to even slip in today's shoes, I would be like, yo, what are we doing? Like, if we believe abortion's murder, then what is this exception? Like, then what are y'all doing? Then, like, you have stepping on what you believe. And, like, what are we, is this about the mother? Is this about the child? Like, is this really what we talk about here? What are we talking about here? Is this about owning the libs? Like, is that really what we doing? Like, the whole libs of TikTok, you're just getting your bars off. You're of two minds, right? Listen, in the same way, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, this is what I'm learning from this J. Cole thing. I am of two minds. And I'm pretty sure you are too. Because yes, absolutely. If your stance is staunchly anti-abortion, you're like, yes, absolutely. It is about this. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're looking at Cole like, nigga, spit your bars. What the fuck are you? Yes, nigga, it's about that. Kendrick is right. Now, personally, yeah, Kendrick is right. But anyway, but for this position, I get it. And yes, nigga, yes, you need to, and again, as a progressive, get on the stage. You call yourself the leader of the free world and say the words, ceasefire. Yes, fool, yes, it is about that. And I'm not going to argue with you semantics. It's like Cole being wise enough to jump out for himself and say, like, what's the point? Like, am I just trying to please the homies? And if your politics is really you just trying to please the homies, because that's what you're supposed to do, I think you're missing the point. If you feel like you can't vote for certain things because the homies gonna get mad at you, nigga, you're missing the point, cuz. I wonder if that's what I'm learning from the big three, from this whole situation, is like, maybe I'm missing the point. Because I'm of two minds. I wish Cole would have just came with it, but did it the way I suggested. But like, but also, damn, that's super kind of right though. It's how everybody felt about Andre's flute album. Let's just be real. I'm really mad at him that he didn't rap. I'm also very proud of him for being who he is and understanding that that's the record he wanted to make. I like, what are we doing? And who am I to be mad at him? I don't even know that guy. What are we talking about? What are you actually voting for? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, guys? When you look at the actual breakdown of the political stances of our country, and I'm saying this even in my own detriment, 75% of the country, somewhere around that, is basically America's center left. It, like, we're essentially, America just wants to go to brunch. You want to not think about government. That's honestly, the reality is, that's where most America is. And in a lot of ways, because of the vocabulary and because of the WWE of it all, we can't jump out and be like, damn, Cole did something for his own mental health. That's because he's actually a person and rap's not real, right? So, but at the same time, I'm like, but Kendrick's the GOAT and nigga, this is rap. And that's what you do in rap. You know what I'm saying? He, the most of the country, if you say, I feel like there is a certain amount of taxes that I should pay for our shared infrastructure. I get it. Like, somebody needs to pay for, you know, the street sweepers and the lights and the fire department. And, like, I get it. Like, yeah, I should pay some. It shouldn't be exorbitant, but, like, it shouldn't be gone at all. Like, I get it. Hey, if a little bit of my check goes to making sure that, you see this homeless population, man, it sucks. I hope they get resources. And, you know, and there's families out here that may need a little bit of extra, you know, to help them out. Like, if they don't make enough to be able to, yeah, it's fine, man. Yeah, help them out, dude. Like, what's wrong with them having a situation when people starve, man? What's wrong with them having some sort of program that will, hey, you know, will help with the shortfalls? That's called welfare. Welfare! No, it's because you use the word welfare. If you don't use the word welfare, most people are like, yeah, it's just helping the poor. I'm like, yeah, we should do that, right? Yeah, most people are like that. Most people believe in, like, body autonomy, where it's like, look, dude, like, I know my body. Like, if I think that, like, this is detrimental, like, I should be able to make that decision for myself, not the courts. I should have the right to be able to, to follow my own heart. Like, if I don't believe in abortion, then I'm not going to get one. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people think that. I'm not saying everybody does, but most of the country is like, I have a personal, you know, maybe moral objection to it. But I understand that there are situations that are beyond our control. And sometimes a person should have the right to be able to. I don't believe in it, but they should have a right. That's like most people just think you should be able to. Most people think that healthcare shouldn't cost what it costs. Right. And most people think we shouldn't be dropping bombs in other countries. You want to live safe, you know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, you know, it's like, you're not gonna argue for open borders, if you will, but it's like, but dude, like, if people come, there should be, like, a reasonable process to become a citizen in America. Like, yeah, that's fine. Guns, like, yeah, like, you have a right to it, but, like, everybody shouldn't have one. Most people are generally there. Just, hey, be responsible. Do your part. I hope everybody's okay. Then, yo, how come our politics don't reflect that? How come those aren't the people that we put in on cameras? And what are we doing? Who are we? I think that's what we learned from the big three. Like, who are we? And the archetypes aren't Kendrick and Cole, because we're both that. In the sense that it's hip hop, you're supposed to, like, somebody try to battle you, you're supposed to battle back. But also, it's also just hip hop. We are human, we're men, we're fathers, we're husbands, we're wives. And, like, there is way more to life than this. And I'm not voting just to please the homies. I don't wanna score any points for my team. That's ridiculous. I'm voting to build a bigger and better world. So I say that to say to all of y'all, you don't want it with the Compton kid. And as annoying as the next 6 months are about to be, keep your head about you, okay? And when I say keep your head about you, don't allow yourself to fall into the tea of it all. Stick to what matters. I'm going to say the dignity of humans everywhere. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm going to do something when I go into that ballot box and when I make my decisions and when I try to understand what's happening in front of me. I'm going to, yes, descend into the particulars, but most importantly, remember that this is about human flourishing. And I don't need to score points for nobody's side. Hood politics, y'all. All right, now, don't you hit stop on this pod. You better listen to these credits. I need you to finish this thing so I can get the download numbers, okay? So don't stop it yet, but listen. This was recorded in East Los Boyle Heights by your boy Propaganda. Tap in with me at prophiphop.com. If you're into cold brew coffee, we got Terraform Cold Brew. You can go there.com. and use promo code HOOD, get 20% off, get yourself some coffee. This was mixed, edited, and mastered by your boy Matt Owsowski, killing the beat softly. Check out his website, mattowsowski.com. I'm gonna spell it for you because I know. MattowsowskiWSKI.com. MattOwsowski.com. He got more music and stuff like that on there. So go and check out the heat. Hood Politics is a member of Cool Zone Media, executive produced by Sophie Lichterman, part of the iHeartMedia Podcast Network. Your theme music and scoring is also by the one and only Matt Owsowski, still killing the beat softly. So listen, don't let nobody lie to you. If you understand urban living, you understand politics. These people is not smarter than you. We'll see y'all next week.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.